So the name of this song is Let Go and Let God. I got a message from Spirit in the form of an event. The message was that I need not worry about how an uncomfortable circumstance was going to play out, because God had it covered. And for me to doubt that is the same as me arguing with God. So I decided I'm not going to argue with him, and I'm going to accept that it's good, and it's all going to work out. And so about 4 in the morning, I got this idea for this song. This was last night. And my agreement with Spirit is, if I get an idea, I'll get out of bed and start working on it. And it is to go along with the message that we need to trust. So I hope you just say a little quick prayer that I remember all this, because this will be the first time I've ever played it. I've never played it for anybody except my tape recorder. But I'm thinking by the end of this, you're going to know it well enough to sing it. Woke up yesterday morning, storm clouds in my mind. Life's too blowing, curveballs, I felt a little bit behind. But last night a gentle voice whispered in the wind, said, child, you've already won. Have you forgotten again? Let go and let God. Let go and let God. And when he tells me that it's got it, why should I argue with him about it? Just let go, let go, let go. Let God.
Disciples were in a boat crossing a lake, river, or body of water, whatever it was. And suddenly, a terrible storm came up, and waves higher than the boat. But Jesus had fallen asleep. Evidently, he was sleeping good. all that was going on around him. And the disciples cried out, "Lord, save us, we're sinking." And they went to wake Jesus up, shaking him, and he said, "Oh, ye of little faith, why are you so frightened?" And then he stood up and he rebuked the wind and the waves, and the storm subsided, and all was calm. And the disciples, they sat there in awe, and like, who is this? You know, that can quiet the storms, that can bring peace to the winds, and they obey him. That was Matthew 8:24-27, and that was a Living Bible version. And you know, we say we trust in God, but does our actions support our words? Do we take time in our busy lives to reflect on the profound assurance that we find when we trust in the divine and allow that trust to guide us in our lives? You know, we're much like the disciples. Hey, help me, help me. When we haven't learned the lesson yet that our help is already there, that our help is available to us always, that our help is found within, and it can calm any storm. Now, do we trust that? That's a question for yourself, huh? You know, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, our co-founders, they invite us to embrace our inherent connection with the peace that passeth all understanding, and that spirit. You know, so much is happening in the world. It can be overwhelming, can it? If you let it. If you let it. We may find ourselves questioning our circumstances, questioning and fearing the unknown, doubting our ability to overcome what is unfolding in our universe in this particular moment. And there's a lot of unanswered questions, aren't there? How does that make you feel? What does that stir up in you? The unknown is upon us, isn't it? Few weeks. Mm-hmm. So, as we look at the teachings of unity, we are reminded that God's presence is ever constant and unfailing. God's presence is ever constant and unfailing. Charles Fillmore wrote, "The world is filled with the presence of God, and in that presence we can find peace, we can find safety. That's our refuge." Yes. Yes. But do we trust that? Do we trust that piece of wisdom? So let's take a moment to consider what it means to truly trust that presence that is within us, that Christ within us, that power that is within us that's greater than anything out here, when we come into the awareness of it. Trust is not merely a passive act. I know growing up, my grandmother, they're traditional Bible-based people. And growing up with my grandmother, she would just say, well, we have to wait on the Lord. And I always wonder what that meant. Because they always said it time and time again, trust is not a passive act. It's not an act of just sitting and waiting. It is an active choice we make to surrender our worries and fears to God. And when we trust that, we open our hearts to the possibility of the support and guidance that can truly come from within. But you're missing your opportunity if you're closed up and waiting for, I always say, use example, waiting for that Cadillac to drop out of the sky into the driveway. You have to do the work of spirit. You have to do, and that brings you to a point of awareness of the power within you, of the presence within you, of how you can move through this life and say to those rough waters, peace be still. And they become obedient. They don't always dissipate because we have to move through our experiences. But they become obedient, and in you, you find that spot of peace. Yeah, that spot of joy. Myrna Fillmore beautifully articulated this idea when she said, when we realize that we are one with the infinite, we find peace. You know, Myrtle and Charles are co-founders. They had something going on, didn't they? They walked the talk and showed us how to take these principles and move through this experience called life. Think about that. When we come into the awareness, when we realize that we are one with God, one with Spirit, one with that that moves in and through us as us, that in us that wants to express itself as you. Oh my, when we trust, we do open our hearts to that possibility. Have you ever felt the power of being enfolded in the love and the light of the Creator, right where you were sitting, right where you were? You had that dynamic moment within you when you knew you were more than just a human body. That spark that lit up and was fire in your very soul that gave you the zeal and zest to move through experiences in life. I'm sure all of us have had that experience at some time or another, because we're here. We're here, we want more, we desire more. And we fill ourselves with peace and love. And as Brian sang this morning, we let go of all that other stuff because we know it's not the truth of us. We find strength when we go deep within. We find assurance that all is well when we turn deep within. And in this awareness, guess what? We navigate those difficulties that might spring up. And we navigate them with a spirit of calmness and confidence. And that's what I call trusting and resting We trust and rest in the assurance that everything is unfolding as it should, for we are guided by a higher power than ourselves. You know, God is not a distant figure up here in the sky, but God is an infinite presence within us and all around us. And in every moment, we are embraced by love, guidance, and wisdom. When we take a moment to breathe and center ourselves, we can feel that divine energy flowing through us, reassuring us that we are supported in our journey. In the face of adversity, it is our faith that becomes the anchor. Just as in the story of Jesus calming the storm, where the disciples were terrified, but they called upon him. They called upon that presence. They called upon that power within. And oh my, things become calm. So what challenges do you go through on a personal level? What's your current challenge? Turn your heart inward towards God in trust. We invite that same peace that calmed the waters. It can calm the waters within our souls. It doesn't mean challenges don't come. You know, a lot of people, when they ask me and I'm talking to them, they say, oh, but things still happen to me. Yeah, things will happen, but guess what? You'll be walking on that smooth surface within. Might not look so much without, but within there's a calmness that will allow you to open up to spirit and get the guidance that you need to make it through whatever the challenge is. Now I know you're saying, well, okay, come on. I would not tell you anything I don't try. If you don't take this truth that you learn or hear and test it out, and see what occurs in your life. Stand in your truth. Do the work, as Emily Cady used to say. Do the work. So in the face of adversity, faith becomes our anchor. Just remember that. In the face of adversity, faith becomes our anchor. And what the faith is combined? Trusting and resting on the truth of God. So, Myrtle Fillmore believed the power of affirmative prayer. When we affirm our trust in the presence of the Christ in us, a connection happens. We connect with divine energy of the universe. I don't know about you, I get a rush that occurs through my very being when I stand on my trust that all is unfolding as it should. And if I don't care for how it's unfolding, what do? I go do to work up in my consciousness. I go do some work. What am I letting in that's creating that barrier? Want to let go and let God. So, instead of obstacles, when we begin to see our challenges from a new perspective, they become what? opportunities for growth and transformation. That's the power of prayer that we were taught by Myrtle in her healing experience. So it's all about coming into the awareness of the truth of what we are. Think about the moments in your life when you felt without a doubt that you are one with God. You just knew it. No matter what was happening in that moment, you knew you were one with God. Was it during a time of prayer? Or perhaps it was when someone embraced you. Mm-hmm. Or I enjoyed looking out at the beauty of a morning coming into being. Oh my, that's some beauty there. And that's when I feel the closest. That's when I feel that oneness. That's when I know that there is a presence and a power in the universe that lifts me up and helps me go through this experience called human existence. Yeah. Those experiences remind us we live, move, and have our being in the divine. And that spirit is always in us, ready to provide comfort and guidance. But there's something we have to do. We have to turn towards it. We have to turn in awareness that it's there. We have to trust and then go forth, not passive, but resting in the essence of all that energy as we move through whatever direction or guide we're given. That's our work. That's what we're to do. Trust and rest in that presence. Life can be faced with renewed strength and assurance. And remember, trusting and resting is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing journey. It's a journey that brings us closer to peace and love all day, any day. It's a journey that surrounds us and abides in us always. Yeah. So let's take a moment to deepen our connection right here, right now. And see, once you get a taste of it, you're going to want to get up every morning and feel that presence of power. You're going to want to lay down every evening and feel that presence of power. You're going to want to move through everything that you do, feeling that presence and that power. Because you'll know what it feels like to make that connection. You know what it feels like to create that space of stillness. So let's prepare right now to turn within, to go into meditation. But first, we want to affirm the Lord's prayers given to us by Jesus Christ. Together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory forever. Excited up here sometimes. Let's take a deep breath and settle in a moment. breathing in, you may close your eyes or focus on the candles or something in the room, but take this moment and do as Jesus Christ bid us to do. He said, come over. Wow. I'll speak these words in the first person because I want you to take them in and make them personal. Make them your own. Breathing in and breathing out, we make this inward journey. We take the opportunity to travel deep within, out of the head, the intellect, down into the heart. I trust in the presence of God within me. I trust in the presence of God. Breathing in and breathing out, making that inward journey. I rest in the assurance that all is well. Taking time to relax, to turn within. I am open to receive all that has been prepared for me in this moment right here, right now. And as challenges arise, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I gather within all I need to know that challenges no longer have power to overcome me. I trust in the presence of God within. I am resilient, grounded in the knowledge that I am a part of something greater than the ways of the world. So I take a few moments, and in the stillness I connect with that inner divine presence. And I do so in the quiet, right here, right now. Holy Spirit, I thank you. I thank you for my coming into the awareness that you are always there. I feel your unwavering support and love. And I trust and rest in the assurance that all is well. No matter what the storm may be doing, no matter what the waves may be doing, I trust and rest in the assurance that all is well. And as I go forth, I make a commitment to seek moments of stillness, to settle in moments of peace, to strengthen my awareness of your presence always within, waiting to spring forth and express out into the universe. So I thank you, Holy Spirit, and as I have spoken these words, I let them resonate in my heart, reminding me always of the truth that I carry within. So for this and all things, say thank you, God, and it is so, and so it is, and so I see it through the eyes of Spirit unfolding right here, right now. And for this we say, amen. And in the essence of all this energy stirring around in your insert, let's affirm the affirmation that I hope you've been taking these when they come out in the e-blast, and affirm them all week. And if you're not getting the e-blast, let us know, because these are powerful affirmations to put out into the universe. So we know work begins within ourselves first. So let's affirm, the light of divine wisdom guides my every step together. The light of divine wisdom guides my every step. And let that, feel those words soak in. Know them to be the truth for you. And now if there's someone you know that these vibrations could reach out and touch, and maybe give them a lift that they may need to make it through whatever it is they are going through, let's affirm this for them using your together. The light of divine wisdom guides your every step. And of course, as a sense of community, let's affirm this for our universe and ourselves together. The light of divine wisdom guides our every step. So go forth this week and know that you are in the midst of a week filled with trust, peace, and the radiant presence of God. That's true for me. It's true for you.
True.
Yeah. Bless you.
I love my heart. Mm-hmm. I love my heart. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I was in the middle of writing another song when this one just showed up, and it just was done in about 10 minutes. And that was 20 years ago, and I'm still singing it all the time because I love it so much. And anytime you start talking about the Holy Spirit, this song is all about that.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Time for a change, and I love my heart. heart says I never walk alone. My heart says I'm never far from home. My heart says courage and my heart says trust. And my heart says here I am. And my heart is like an open door. And my heart just wants to show me more. And I can feel it pounding. I can feel it soar. I'm feeling it like I've never felt it before. That's why I love my heart. So that's why I love my heart. My heart and me were a match made in heaven. That's why I love my